All right, 25 past 10, live from Chip Van here with celebrating Cannonball Ireland. They're on the move. There are all sorts of cars here today, orange ones, red ones, blue ones, wonderful makes of cars too. But I, to be honest with you, I couldn't really tell you one from the other. But, well, Rosanna Davison is here. Good morning, Rosanna.
Good morning. I won't quiz you on the
Oh, sorry, that's my fault. Sorry, you won't what?
I won't quiz you on the makes of cars.
No, no, if you don't mind. I did ask you which one you're in. Which one is this?
I am in a Lamborghini. A white one over there.
A white Lamborghini.
Covered in stickers, popcorn stickers.
And do you own that car? Is that
It's Wes, my husband's car.
Your husband's car.
Although he's had it a couple of years, I'm banned from driving it. I've never even sat in the driver's seat.
You haven't?
So I'm the official DJ and navigator this weekend.
Oh, so tunes and... Yeah. Did you bring a playlist or...
Yeah, we have them. One of them on our phones.
For the driving.
Menus, yeah.
Do you have a driving playlist?
Yeah, we do.
All sorts.
80s power ballads.
That's right. Oh, okay. You'll be kind of lip syncing to Bonnie Tyler,
yeah,
all the way through, all around.
With my hairbrush,
Of course. Now you're going to be here this year because last year I didn't see you here last year. We were in Mondello last year.
No, I have. How did she haven't gone on the Cannonball before?
Ever.
Wes has been going the last 5 or 6 years, but he always said, "Oh, it's a guy's thing," and brought his mate along. So now that I'm the wife, he couldn't really leave me behind. So.
Well, given the women I've seen and what little they're wearing, I'm not surprised you dragged yourself along just to keep him in check because it's. It's very distracting.
Even for me.
Even for you.
There's a few topless lads as well going around.
Yeah, so. There's a guy dressed up as Rambo that RG1 here, Grace, nearly fell out of the chip van trying to get her head around that sight. So there's something for everyone in the audience.
There's a bit of eye candy for
one and all.
Yes.
You refer to Wes as your husband. How's that sitting with you now?
It's very strange.
It must be.
I feel like an absolute fraud.
Why?
In my head, I'm still a 14-year-old nerd
who
shouldn't really be married because I'm not old enough. So it's very strange to say the word husband. I'm still, calling him boyfriend, didn't even get used to fiance. But it's wonderful, married life is great.
Yeah.
It's not terribly different to what it was before, but it's nice.
You cross some sort of metaphorical or sort of intangible line when you get married and to the point that you now have a husband. I mean, something changes.
It does. And you really, I've noticed anyway, you really kind of look out for each other more. You feel like more of a team.
Yeah.
Look out for each other.
It's a different...
Which is great.
It is a bit different.
It is a bit different. It's more sort of caring. You have to go to family things together. So, Wes's uncle is having a 60th, I have to go along. Or my granny's having...
Yeah.
Her toenails clipped and he has to go along.
You say that like it's kind of a chore. You have to go
along. It's not a chore, but it's, you go to things as a couple.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Do you get announced when you go, Mr. and Mrs.?
No.
Quirk.
Well, Quirkison.
Quirkison.
I'm calling us, yeah.
Oh, you are? like a Bradgelina.
Yeah, well, he'd love me to change my name, but I changed it on Facebook and that's as far as I've gone.
So what are you on Facebook, Rosanna?
Davison Quirk.
Oh, you're double-barreled up.
But bit of a mouthful, though, in real life.
Well, no, so many people are doing that now anyway, so it's not uncommon. And what about then on day-to-day, you're just Rosanna Davison, you're going to do that?
Yeah, I mean, things like your passport, your credit cards, driver's license all say your maiden name, so it's...
You're just going to keep it that way.
Yeah.
You're not going to change it by default or anything like that. Now, you had, from looking at the papers, about 16 weddings, so to celebrate
everything you read,
Well,
Ryan.
That's why I'm so glad you're here to clarify what you have, because from what I understood, you got married in Dublin with the civil ceremony.
Yeah.
And then you went, you had something in Gibo's in the Marion Hotel for dinner. And then there was a bash in Ibiza. And then there was a celebration for 200 guests in Paris Court Hotel with Hosier performing. Any of that fake?
What we did
any,
was...
Any of that false?
A little bit. Yeah, a few falsities there.
Okay, well, clarify.
No, we decided on Ibiza for our, the long white dress, walking up the aisle, the wedding.
So that was the
sit-down
wedding.
Meal. That was
the rings
wedding.
And everything.
But in order to do that, we had to do a legal ceremony in Ireland. And rather than going to a civil registry office, we said we'd do a humanist ceremony in the Marion Hotel. And it was just really small and intimate, few close family and friends, and then we just had a lunch after.
Oh, so that allowed you to get married and get the license sorted out and things like that.
So we shouldn't have had to do that if we were getting married, say, in a church abroad, but we decided to do it that way.
Right, so and again, rather than just throwing it away as a kind of a kind of something slightly passing by.
Yeah, we just wanted to mark it a little bit. And there were people, say my grandmother is 88.
Yeah.
She didn't really want to go to Ibiza.
She's not a mad
not
for the Ibiza scene.
No.
Yeah.
So she came to that the first day. So, things like that were really special. And then Ibiza was the wedding day, I suppose. And it was only around 75, 80 guests.
Yeah, that's the dancing in the cage at the after sort of stuff, is it? David Guetta wandering around.
You know, I've never been to a nightclub in Ibiza. I'm terrible. Yeah. We were up north in a rural part, so there's the really quiet side as well, which is gorgeous.
And was that was speeches and best man stuff? Yeah,
wedding. All that kind of stuff. But then the third thing in Paris Court, my parents had said all along, you know, we can't invite everyone, all the relatives. Wes's family is big. My mum's family is big. So what should we do? So to include everyone, we said we'd just do a party in Paris Court because it's down the road from them as well. Yeah. And my brother's good mates with Hozier. So I was like, please ask him. So he very kindly obliged and sang us a few songs.
Take Me to Church, obviously.
Yeah. I mean, I'm such a big fan and I'm just so delighted to see the success he's enjoying. We were in Electric Picnic there a couple of weeks ago and, of course, we were watching him and the crowd he drew in was just enormous.
I think he had the biggest crowd.
Yeah. He's just so talented. You know, I wish him every success.
It's a great success. He's a Wicklow man, isn't he?
He is, yeah. So, he was, you know, great friends with my brother growing up, so he was always over at the house. And, God. You know.
Hey, I was at a great, lovely wedding in Wicklow recently, and the bride got up and said a few words, which I think that's happening more and more. And it was lovely to hear, you know, an emotional few words from the bride. Did you speak? Did you say a few words?
I did, actually, and I hadn't anything planned. I think it's nice when you can just be a little bit off the cuff and just say really what you feel. And on the day in Ibiza, actually, and the first day in the Merion as well, I just said a few words. But in Ibiza as well, I gave a little speech. I think it's just really nice to thank, you know, your family, the staff in the hotel for their hard work, wedding planner if you have one, and all your guests for being there, your bridesmaids, and, of course, your husband.
You totally had it planned because you're a control freak. You had every last
detail. Are you?
Well, there's elements
takes
of that.
One to know one.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, look. So if I'm calling this, I will accept that.
Yeah.
But from what I understand, and again, you tell me if this is real or imagined. But you were all over every detail of that wedding to the point that Wes just sat back and showed up in a nice suit.
Sort. Yeah. I mean. Yeah. Okay.
Wasn't about him being lazy. It was about you being in charge.
Yeah, I think that, well, we were very lucky to have Tara Fay, who's a fantastic wedding planner. And, you know, she was a huge source of support as well as my parents. But even if you have a wedding planner, you still have to okay every detail. You know, I was still in charge of everything kind of in Ibiza up until a certain point and, you know, making all the decisions. And there's an awful lot to be done. I mean, it's a full-time job to organise not one day, but three. So, but we're delighted we did it. You know, it was just really made amazing memories. We will cherish the videos and pictures forever.
Of course.
And it was well worth it.
You said recently that one thing I never do is nag Wes to clean up. Men hate to be nagged. And for some weird reason, that became a story because I can't think of one man in his right mind who'd put his hand up and say, I love being nagged. So
well,
I think
women don't like being nagged either. I think what I was trying to say is...
You were speaking the truth anyway.
Well, it's better not to nag each other, I think, just for a happy home. But... You know, I'm very much a believer in having equal roles in the house. So if he takes out the bins, I'll do something else. So I'm definitely not some kind of Stepford wife. Yeah, I can tell you that. But
it's the nagging of taking out the bins. Yeah. You don't say, get the bins out.
I have a little line that he always slags me about, actually. I say, I think we should take the bins out today. Yeah. And he's like, we.
Yeah. That's never going to happen.
So for everything, I'm like, I think we should, you know, wash the dogs or... And it works because it's not nagging, but he knows exactly what I mean.
And if he doesn't do it, he's a dead man walking. He has a man cave you don't go into. It's dark and smells of pizza and beer and feet.
That's true.
Another quote from you. That's probably quite important. I think most men, if they can, would like a corner of the house that's just for them.
I think it's important for men and women, actually. And I have a little office in the house as well. And just to be able to go off, I don't know, read a book, watch a movie.
Exactly.
You know, type away on the computer, whatever you need to do. It's nice to have your own bit of space. Although my space isn't littered with beer cans and pizza boxes.
Yeah, but that's the difference between...
Or socks. But, you know, that's the man cave and that's why I don't really venture in too often.
Does your dog sleep at the end of your bed?
He does. And actually, last night, it was chilly night. We always leave the windows open and he curled into me and I woke in the night and...
Wes or the dog? Sorry.
That's the dog.
The dog.
And got a fright and knocked the dog right off the bed. So I felt pretty bad for that. So I don't think he'll come near me again.
What class of a dog is it?
He's a tiny little Pomeranian. He's only about 4 kilos or less
and his name is
fluffy, called Ted.
Ted. And the other dog that can't make it up the stairs?
We have another little, his puppy called Leo. And yeah, his toilet skills aren't developed enough for sleeping upstairs.
So that's what you do when you finish reading about yourself in the tabloids. You put them down on the floor in the kitchen and let the dog
pee all over my face, basically. And yours. Hey! I'm sure yours is there somewhere.
There's a pair of us in it, and we deserve nothing less.
Exactly, I'm sure plenty of people are would love to smiling at that image.
Smiling at that image, there's no doubt about it. So, back to business then. Your career wise, what's happening? You're modelling, of course. You're looking lovely as always.
I'm as are you, Ryan. I'm busy away with that. I'm always over and back to Germany. Actually, I'm still busy there.
What are you doing in Germany?
Which is great. I do a lot of sort of red carpet events, shoots, interviews. I work with brands, for example, over there.
Okay.
And you know, it's great. It gets me out of the country for a couple of days every few weeks. Again, good for the relationship.
It's funny the bit of space that affords is good.
I really do think so, and it means you have something to talk about. You know, when you get home as well.
Do you know the couples you see in the pub? And they're looking, they're sitting beside each other looking into, blankly into
dead
space,
in the eyes,
nothing to say. Oh God, help me.
So hopefully never turn
that's
into
what
one
you
of
know
them.
But that's why, as you quite rightly say, that idea of a bit of hopping on a plane, leaving the island, not just going to the shop for 10 minutes, you know, is good for, that headspace.
It is, it really helps. But I'm also building my new website in nutrition, health, fitness and beauty. I qualified earlier in the year and graduated in that.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
Oh God!
No, what's your
responsible?
Dream? What's your dream? Obviously, you're probably the last woman in Ireland left who hasn't announced she's pregnant this week. So
I know.
Any plans?
Not immediately.
You'd like to be a mum, would you?
I would like to be in a couple of years. I know. The person who'd most like me to be a mum at the moment is my dad, who's dying for grandkids.
And has he asked you? Is he doing the any news?
Yeah, little elbow there every time I see him. So. I'm like, Janie, you know, I'm only married 4 months, 3 months. In a couple of years, definitely I
all
would
in your
like
own
to think about
so
that.
So go back to the question, what would your dream job be, or are you doing it? Where are you at?
I am. I mean, I'm loving the modelling still. I'm still very lucky to be doing that, but I know it won't kind of last for another 10 years. So, what I'm doing, as I said, is working on the nutrition website. I'm launching, really, my career in that early next year.
Okay, so that's the next phase of your career.
I see clients at the moment just on a sort of private basis and work with them to, it could be any sort of illness or infection or disease or anything that they have where they want to even lose weight or increase their energy, improve their sleep, all sorts of things. So I love just being able to work with people and, you know, improving their quality of life. And that's really what I want to focus on.
Good. Well, that sounds like a plan. In the meantime, in the short term, you're going to hop into your husband's white Lamborghini over there. And head for the hills of Ireland.
Absolutely, looking forward to it.
On your first ever cannonball run.
Obviously all for Make-A-Wish, so it's all for a great cause.
It certainly is that, and we're urging people to make a donation there if they can today. Rosanna Davis, what a pleasure it is to see you, and looking so happy and, dare I say it, radiant this Friday morning with all your plans. The world is
Thank
going very well
so
for you.
Much.
It's nice to see that.
Life is good. Thank
Thanks
you.
For your time. All right.